Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and followed with a will, till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spancel Hill.
Delighted by the novelty, enchanted with the sea, where in my early boyhood, where often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, I think I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill.
'Twas on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and bold came the duty to fulfill at the parish church in Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill.
I went to see my neighbors to see what they might say. The old ones, they were dead and gone, the young ones turning gray. Met the tailor Quigley, he is bold as ever still, for he used to make me breeches when I lived at Spancel Hill.
To amuse a passing fancy, I lay down on the ground, and all me school companions had shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, we danced with pride, goodwill, to Martin Moynihan's music at the cross at Spancel Hill.
To my first and only love, she's as fair as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, crying, "Johnny, I love you still." She was a farmer's daughter, the pride of Spancel Hill. Well, I dreamt I hugged and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking," as many times before. The cockerel in the morning, it grew both loud and shrill, and it woke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.